Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and welcome to an hour of mind power. This is Donna Sebo, and today we're going to be discussing a subject matter that we're all interested in, and that's food. But we're going to be coming from a perspective that we don't usually spend a whole bunch of time on. How about free food? How about being able to utilize food in a way that it can also be a medicine? Well, we've all heard about that to one degree or another. My guest today, Marcus Rothkranz, has taken it to a whole new level. I received his DVDs on free food and medicine. We're going to be talking about wild foods, gardening, perfect time of the year. It's springtime. You're looking at doing something in your garden that would be able to feed you, and as well as provide good health. You think you might be interested? Well, Marcus is going to be with us. Marcus Rothkranz, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
I was so impressed with your material when I saw, first of all, that this wonderful publication was all on DVDs about free food and medicine. You've even got a wild food recipe booklet inside. I thought, okay, what is this guy going to have available in the way of information? Was I surprised. You have done an incredible job at putting together so many different points of information. Marcus, your background, you've been involved with foods and working with them for a long time. What got you into doing a DVD on this? I mean, I've heard of CDs and people will go to a certain level, but you've gone a spectrum, everything from taking people from the basics of what wild food to look for, and then medicinal plants, forest gardening. I mean, here in the Pacific Northwest, we hear about forest gardening, but there's just all kinds of good information and wonderful people that you connected with. What made you come out, bring all of this together?
Well, actually, my health. I almost died several times in my life, and I changed to a raw food diet and healed myself because vegetarian wasn't working, vegan wasn't working, and it wasn't until I got back to nature that all my problems started going away. And and people said to me, well, okay, well, if I go to a grocery store and buy just organic, that's really expensive. That's like $300-$400 a week, and, mm-hmm. and we can't afford that. And I go, I know, it's ridiculous. I don't even if I could afford it, I refuse to pay that much. It's just not right. And so I just started learning more about, I mean, how it came about was I mean, a bunch of different ways, but the bottom line is I realized that the stuff that's growing in your yard for free, the weeds, what we call weeds, there is no such thing as weeds. We just lost touch with nature. We don't know what their purpose is. But the point is that we have over 200 kinds, the average person has over 200 kinds of wild free plants growing in their yard or in their neighborhood within like 100 feet of where they live. And it's probably the most powerful, nutritious food and medicine that they could have. And it connected me back to where I started when I lived on the farm. But even back then, we didn't even know. Most people that live on farms don't even know. And mm-hmm. It's just amazing how powerful this stuff is and how radically fast you can start healing when you take this stuff. And the coolest thing of all is it doesn't cost anything.
Now, Marcus, give us some information about what you went through personally, because you made a comment right at the beginning that intrigued me. You said you were a vegetarian. That wasn't working. So we're talking about vegetables and no meat products versus the raw food products. Tell me what the difference is. I mean, maybe my audience understands it, but to me, vegans are vegans.
most people think just because they don't eat animal products that they're healthy and that they're better than other people. And to be honest, some of the unhealthiest people I've ever seen are vegetarians and vegans. And the reason is they eat bread, pasta, cereal, cookies, crackers, pies, dehydrated foods, all just stuff that has no life in it. The best way to describe it is if you take an apple and you plant it in the ground, you get an apple tree. If you bake the apple, if you heat the apple, if you process it, make flour out of it, and then plant it in the ground, what do you get? Nothing. It's dead. You've killed it. If you cook your food, you've killed it. The life force is gone. Enzymes die above 118 degrees. Anytime you heat your food, you boil it, bake it, cook it, you're killing it. If you eat dead food, you end up dying eventually. It's a slow 40-year death, but that's what aging is in humans. In nature, animals don't age. They don't get gray. They don't get bald. They don't get overweight. They don't, you know, they just look the way they do until the day they die. With humans, what we call aging is not normal. It's actually a process of slowly decaying because we're eating dead food. And if we honor the laws of nature, if we just live the way all the other beings on the life forms on the planet do, then most of our problems go away, literally. I mean, any disease you can imagine starts reversing almost immediately when you start living that way. It's just amazing how simple the answer really is. And it was a 20-year journey for me to figure this out because I thought I was doing the right thing being vegetarian. But I was eating, you know, bread and pasta and cereals and granola. And that stuff doesn't, you don't find that in nature. It's not a living food. You can't survive off of that. But did you know that you could live off of dandelions your entire life and eat nothing else and be like fully vibrant and alive? And if you look at the strongest, most healthiest, biggest, most powerful animals on the planet, the elephants, the rhinoceros, the hippos, the orangutans, you know, they're like 10 times more powerful than humans. What do they eat? They don't eat meat. They just eat fruits and greens and look at horses and cows. They just munch on grass all day. So obviously there is protein, there's amino acids in green stuff. There's actually more than, it's more usable and it's more powerful than anything you can get from an animal. Meat-eating animals don't live very long, and the longest living ones are, you know, the elephants and the turtles and the ones that don't eat meat. So I learned all the basics of nature, and it was kind of this journey, and I said, well, I got to start sharing this with people. And it what's amazing is it doesn't cost anything. You don't have to go to a doctor. You don't have to have a fancy diet. You don't have to have some trendy thing that everybody else is doing. I said, this is just, it's right there in your yard. It doesn't cost anything. My dad had prostate cancer. It was aggressive. He only had a few weeks to live. We changed him around. He cleaned out his body. He took herbs and juicing. And he had plantain growing right there on the property, which is great for prostate. He got rid of it within 30 days, completely, zero. It's mind-blowing how powerful this stuff is. I live in the desert here in Las Vegas. There's what most people think is just, you know, tumbleweeds, those round, dead-looking bushes. Some of those things are the most powerful cancer-fighting things you can have. A chaparral that's got mitosis inhibitors. It actually stops cancer from spreading. There are so many things that we don't even know what they do. So that's why I created this DVD set. It's a 5-hour documentary showing all the common plants that are found all over the world. And it doesn't matter where you go. It's the same plants other than some specific ones found in the climate. But dandelions, plantain, mallow, burdock, thistles, they're all over there. Every country on the planet has them. Grass, I mean... Look at wheatgrass. You go to a gym or a health food store. You pay $3 an ounce for wheatgrass, right? I just go out in my yard. I grab a handful of grass and I put it in my blender.
Well, I hope you don't have. I know in your yard you wouldn't have weed killer and other things, but
no. Well, of course, make sure it doesn't get sprayed with poison. But you know, there are so many areas that don't get sprayed, and you just, you know. If you don't know, ask somebody. But and there's a lot of empty lots out there that, you know, people haven't been living for 5 years, so obviously you're not spraying that. Or just go out to the edge of your neighborhood if you don't know. You know, within one block of where I live here in the desert, I found enough amazing food that you That's what's in the video, too. I said, people think there's nothing in the desert. Let me take you for a walk. One block around my neighborhood and show you what's here. And it'll blow your mind. It's amazing. And I'm not in a lush green area, but I could live here. I could live off what grows wild.
And that's what fascinates me. I wanted to stop you for just a minute because we have a lady in our neighborhood, and we will see her every day. She is Korean, and she developed a very serious physical problem. And she told her doctor she did not want to go through certain processes, which I think in part some of it, I don't know that it was cancer, but it was something that involved a particular treatment. And she said, no, I'm going to try something else. So she started walking 5 miles a day, and not only did she do that, but she does what you talk about. She will look for dandelions. She checks the neighborhood. She goes around. She doesn't get anything that's close to the street because she feels that there will be toxins that will be in a lot of the plants that she might eat if she does that.
Right.
But I've watched her. She has checked out the dandelion greens. She carries plastic bags from the supermarket, and she packs them up, and she takes them home, and she eats them.
Yeah.
And I thought, she is a fascinating woman to watch. And here's your DVD, and this little Korean lady has been doing this for I don't know how many years.
Well, it's funny, because if you go to other cultures, this is normal. I mean, this is in this modern, the more modern the society is, the more out of touch with nature we are. It's funny, because my landscapers yesterday came by, and they're cleaning up my yard, and they're asking permission to take my weeds home, because they make salads out of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny. Mm-hmm. It's like they're from Mexico, and that's I guess that's normal down there. And it's funny, because in Germany, when I was there, they're even ahead of us. You know how we have in the grocery store the plastic bin that says assorted field greens, you know, when we think we're having this great salad with it?
Mm-hmm.
In Germany, they have the same bin, but it's weeds. They know that those things are, like, really powerful. It's medicine and food, and they sell them. I mean, they're just starting to sell dandelions in grocery stores now, and the whole plant's actually edible. The everything from the root to the stem, the leaves, the yellow flower has more lecithin than soy. It's the most powerful source of lecithin in the world. The white sap that comes out of the stem when you break it open, that stuff will dissolve away warts, moles, skin cancer. It's amazing. Everything in nature has a purpose. We just don't remember what it was. And that's why I made it, to show you the most common ones and refamiliarize you. And even the plantain, the seed pod that comes off of it, if you just pull off the little seeds, that's psyllium husk. You go to any kind of health store, that's what you buy for regularity, to go to the bathroom. And it's a weed. You can just pluck it yourself. And I mean, dandelions, just look back to dandelions. Those things are awesome. They're better for you than anything you have in the refrigerator. Aside from being a complete food with all the essential amino acids that make up protein, they're a strong blood cleanser, liver cleanser. They dissolve kidney stones. They help acne, cholesterol. They prevent cancer, reduce gastrointestinal problems, gas, indigestion, diabetes. I can go on and on. I mean, that's just one plant. And they alkalize the blood. It helps increase digestive acid levels. It lowers cholesterol. It's a diuretic. It cleanses the blood, the lymph system, improves circulation. The root is so full of trace minerals. It's great for bone, cartilage, tendon, ligament. And, I mean, I can go on and on. Burdock, you know those little spiky balls that stick to your hair and your clothes?
Yes.
That's one of the top 10 healing herbs in the world. It's very, very popular anti-inflammatory. It's great for the liver. It's an antibacterial, antifungal, anti-tumor. It really helps cleanse the liver, which is your body's filter, which everybody needs to do, no matter how healthy they claim to be. Detoxes the blood. It's great for eczema, psoriasis. It helps balance hormones, arthritic problems, gland problems. I mean, I could go through, and that's what the DVD's about. I mean, I could sit here for hours and hours and tell you what these things do. But, even like the landscaping plants. I've got the house that I bought, it came with like rosemary and sage, just growing like ornamental plants. And I just eat them as I walk to the car.
And that's something, and you also do a lot of juicing. What I found is that your DVDs are so loaded.
Yeah.
With information, and I have in front of me the information about the manzanita. And here in the Pacific Northwest,
Yes.
We have lots of manzanita trees, and I never knew. I mean, I have no clue that this tree had in its bark some medicinal qualities,
oh,
but that the berries are edible. I mean, this is really amazing. And so many of the portions of your DVD, you go into so many different aspects. And the making, you've even got a little recipe book that comes with it, the wild food recipes. But the important thing is that you have all of this significant information. Now, pine trees, the pitch off of a pine tree is antiseptic.
Yeah.
And you said it's very good for getting phlegm out of the lungs. And the needles, the pine needles. I never knew that pine needles had 300 times the amount of vitamin C in them. Now, how in the world would you utilize a pine needle? I mean, I've never seen anybody eating them.
Try it sometime. Actually, the young ones that are just sprouting out, they're kind of soft.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the general rule. Even, like, you can eat tree leaves, but eat the young ones. Anything that's older, it's kind of like more tougher and cellulose and bitter and crabby, and the younger ones are more, they have more life in them. So anything that just sprouting out, that's the way to go for what you eat. But pine needles, just grab some young, fresh, soft ones, put them in your mouth and chew them. I mean, they taste great. They got this real citrusy flavor. And and you can boil them or something, but I don't do that because that obviously kills a lot of the enzymes. That's what the Indians did when originally the people came over from Europe, and they all had scurvy and they had major vitamin C deficiencies, and they were dying and having serious illnesses. The Indians went and took pine needles and boiled them and gave them to these guys, and they got better. I mean, that's one of the really, really big sources of vitamin C. And when I go hiking, I just grab a pinch of pine needles, and I chew them as I'm walking. And it just the fresh ones, they taste so. It's hard to describe. You just got to do it. It's got this real citrusy flavor. And that manzanita, by the way, that thing is awesome for kidneys and urinary tract infections.
Mm-hmm.
When my girlfriend had one, I remember I was on vacation, or no, I was traveling, I was in business, and she called me up and says, oh, no, I got one of these UTIs, and I had to go to the doctor and get antibiotics, and it made me worse, and I've been in pain for a week, and I wish you were here to do something. And I said, just go. I tried to describe the plant to her, but she didn't do it. So it was like a week and a half of pain. And I came back, and then like maybe 3 months later, she had it again. And I went to the desert, got some manzanita, ground it up, and put it in my Vitamix, and then put it in the coffee grinder. I made a powder out of it, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And then took just a little half a teaspoon, put it in some water, and gave it to her, and it was cleared up within about 4 hours, completely.
Amazing.
I mean, it's that powerful. The stuff that's out there is so powerful. You can, I mean, like silk tassel, it clears up any kind of menstrual cramps, and like you'll be floating for 10 hours with no pain at all. I mean, it's just one little tiny little teaspoon of it. If you just know what,
go ahead.
If you just know what to go for. I mean, it's after a while, it's like second nature. You go, just a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and it's like nothing. And
well,
there's people out there going to the grocery store, going to the doctors and spending, $100, $200 through the doctor, and then another $50, $100 for the prescription, and all it does is hide the symptom. It doesn't even cure you. It just, ugh.
Well, it is really fascinating. Now, one of the things that you say in your DVDs is, hey, if you have any kids that are watching this, kids, just don't go out and do whatever you want to do with this stuff, because some plants are toxic, so you have to learn about.
Right.
But it can be a lot of fun doing this. But what I also wanted to cover, I mean, the medicinal aspect of information that you cover in here, and let's face it, all prescriptions are based on something that comes from nature.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Yeah.
And I know that the manzanita, you said it's great for the urinary tract. It alkalizes the urine. I'm going to be doing an interview at the end of the month, or no, next month, from a woman in England that had, urinary cystitis, this type of thing. And this kind of information is just dovetails right exactly with what she says about making sure that the urine is alkaline, not acidic, because that creates a lot of problems. So we have this information that's coming together, and I think your DVDs, because of the visual, along with the verbal information, it just really registers. It's worth its weight in gold. Now, I wanted to talk a little bit about forest gardening, and you have a DVD on this.
Yeah.
And I know living in the Pacific Northwest, we have a lot of things in our yard that are very, very wild. I could no more tell you what they were than a man in the moon. A dandelion I recognize, as few as along with a few other things. But I really was impressed with this couple that has the Living Center.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's Ronnie and Min, and I'll tell you.
Ronnie and Min live in the desert. That's the other couple. Min is the Asian lady that lives in the desert with Ronnie.
You're correct.
Run the casino. But the living center, that's Chantree and Lorena up in Canada, which is kind of the similar type of stuff that you have growing up where you are.
Mm-hmm. And I was amazed at how they planted the trees. They really looked at what they had in the way of land and said, this is what we need to do. Now, this is springtime. This is a wonderful time to look at landscaping. And there are so many things that we want to have around us to bring color and vibrancy. But to have food, something that's come up, you know, there's so many parts of the world. People don't have trees. They don't have their plants. The area has basically been decimated. But as you show on your DVDs, it makes no difference where you are, even if it's in a very arid environment or something that gets a lot of water like we do here in the Pacific Northwest, there are those plants that will thrive. Tell us how you got to know this couple at the Living Center and a little bit about them and what they've been able to do.
Actually, it's kind of funny because I grew up in Canada, not far from them. I didn't know about them back then, back in the 70s. But it's funny how when you tell the universe, I'm interested in this, whatever it is, it kind of starts bringing things to you. Like, you just start stumbling across it, like on the internet or somebody tells you about it. And I don't even know how half the stuff came to me, but because I was interested in it, it just started coming to me. Like, you know, when the student's ready, the teacher appears.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really know how I found out about them, but I'm glad I did, because it was a gem. And they live up, and it's funny because people think that nothing grows in the desert. Well, the same in Canada. I just came back from Toronto. I taught there at the expo a week ago, and everybody's saying, well, what do we do up here? It's cold. It snows in the winter. How can we possibly survive off of you know, stuff that grows here? And I go, well, I just happened to film two DVDs from the Living Center, which is like 20 minutes from here in Hamilton, Ontario, and if they can do it, you guys can do it. You know, Anne Wigmore, who's famous for healing people with wheatgrass, she grew her own stuff in her own apartment in Boston. I mean, there is no excuse. Stuff will grow if you let it. It's what nature wants to do. You can put it on your rooftop. There's a guy who lives in Manhattan on the fifth floor, and he grows his food on his fire escape. I mean, where there's a will, there's a way. I don't care if you're in the city. I don't care if you're in the desert. You can grow food anywhere. And the cool thing is, this wild stuff, you don't even have to really baby it. You don't have to water it. You know, most of it just takes care of itself. It grows on its own. The more you pick it, especially the wild stuff, the more it grows. And therefore, you come back every day and there's twice as much. So that's why I call it free food and medicine, because it just regenerates itself. And that's almost like going to the grocery store and it's free. You just pick it, you come back, there's more the next day. You come back, there's more the next day, and you just fill up as much as you want. You know, it's amazing how nature designed it so you don't have to pay for it.
Now, I know that this couple, because they have winter weather where things are not going to be abundant, so they will dehydrate. You use a dehydrator frequently with different foods so that they can have it all year round. And, of course, that's what those groups of tribes that for their winters, they would all summer long when the berries were out, they would dry the berries or do whatever they could because they needed it during the winter. Otherwise, starvation could affect them quite severely. So this is something that many of the natives did. Now, like evening primrose, you have this on your DVD. I did not know that it lowered cholesterol. It helps PMS. It helps eczema, epilepsy. It assists in weight loss. I don't know how that is. Endometriosis, multiple sclerosis, rheumatoid arthritis, and also lowering blood pressure. Now,
uh-huh.
this is an amazing plant.
Yeah. I mean, they're all, everything is amazing. We just, I mean, people think it's just basically, they just know one thing about it, but when you start realizing what all, what, how much these plants do. And by the way, real quick, the wintertime thing, there's so many things you can do. You can sprout your own stuff inside the house on a windowsill and have fresh living food. It doesn't have to be dehydrated. And there are so many things and ways to keep the food thing going all year round. And that's what this DVD is about, is to educate people as to all that. So, again, it doesn't matter where you live.
And let's talk about Min. She was from Vietnam.
Yeah.
She and her, she was from Vietnam. And in Vietnam, she survived the Vietnam War. Her family had no money for anything. They lived off of the weeds and the foods that were growing wild right there on the near a river that they were in and or about. And she said that's all they had to live on.
Yeah, she's never in her life eaten any cooked food, ever. I mean, it was all, I guess she had 12 brothers and sisters, and they just lived in this mud hut in the jungle, and they just went out every day and just picked food. It was literally right there and ate it just the way they find it in nature. And what's really funny is her husband, Ronnie, he's Italian, and he says, I just got to have my pasta and my pizza, but I want to be healthy. So he'd let her taste what pasta and pizza taste like, and she'd sit there and meditate for like a few hours, and then she'd mimic it with raw food, and she makes stuff that tastes just like spaghetti and pizza, but it's not cooked, it's healthy, there's no grains, there's no flour, and it is, your mouth would water if you tasted it. I mean, raw food is not boring. It's not carrot sticks and celery. It's if you know how to prepare it, it's like a whole other level of living.
You give so much information about different areas, and I really was intrigued. Again, you've got these five DVDs. They're just amazing to me what you have been able to put into it. Edible landscaping. The gentleman that you feature here in this is such an incredible person. And then you have him, and he's got it in Virginia. Isn't that where his facility is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they grow anything you can imagine, even exotic stuff, and they can ship it to you. It's in a pot, you know, some of the stuff's 3, 4, 5 feet high with fruit already on it, and all you have to do is plant it or put it in a pot and start eating off the plant. I mean, anything you want, figs or persimmons or even exotic stuff like pineapples and stuff, he'll send it. He'll send you the plant. It's in dirt. It's got fruit on it, and you can just have your own buffet right there on your property.
Now, for those of you that, if you're listening to this, you say, you guys are nuttier than fruitcakes. Raw food, you've got to be kidding. I'm telling you, his DVD set is such an education, but more than that, it will empower you with some information that maybe you've heard a little bit about hither, thither, and yon, but he's got it. And the interviews with the people who have done the research and they're living this, they're not extremists. They've just found out, like Marcus did, what works and what is, and has enabled them to enjoy a good life. And they even have a little recipe book that goes along with it. But I am so impressed with the film work, the information. You even have a section by Tavis, living off free neighborhood plants in Arizona. That cracked me up. They went around to the neighbors. Can I take some of the fruit off your tree? Sure. We don't like it. They'll go out and they'll pay $7 or $8 a pound for something that's growing right out in their yard.
Yeah, I know.
That's free. And it's delicious. It doesn't look pretty in the sense of being like some of these that you will find in the store, but they have flavor. They really are very, very good. Now, Marcus, this DVD, again, is just incredibly well done. And, in fact, I've shared your information with some friends that are really in to learning more about how they can improve their own style of wellness. And what website can they go to find out more about you? Again, I just think what you've done is just amazing. I loved watching these DVDs. There was so much that I learned, and I go, my goodness, it's really an education. Yeah. Where can they find you?
Well, the DVD set's at freefoodandmedicine.com, which is, that shows you a little 15-minute video as to, you know, just that, watching that alone will get you going. It's freefoodandmedicine.com, and then if you want to know about the raw food lifestyle and all that, just go to gorawnow.com, and that definitely get you give you a pretty good jump start on it. But it's really funny. And Ronnie, by the way, Ronnie and Min is the lady from Vietnam, and Ronnie, he used to run one of the biggest casinos in the world here in Vegas, and he had everything. He had the money and everything. He gave it all up. He went to, had a simple life, lives in this little tiny house with Min, and they're happy as a clam. I mean, they found what really, you know, what works in life, and it's not money. Yeah.
So, well, money's good. There's nothing wrong with money, but when your focus is totally on money,
right.
And you then find that you're not enjoying the health that you should have, and you're not enjoying relationships with people, and you're not enjoying a sense of purpose, which Ronnie is. I think that his vibrancy and just being involved with this and working with you made a great deal of difference to him, and I think it's terrific. This is Donna Sebo. I know we're out of time. Marcus Rothkranz, Free Food and Free Medicine, freefoodandmedicine.com. Check it out. It's amazing. You may not want to go totally raw. That's fine. But why not become educated about those wonderful foods that you could grow in your own backyard and keep your health in a way that doctors would say, I don't understand. How come you're not getting sick? You'll find out why. This is a wonderful, wonderful publication. I want to thank you again, Marcus, for being my guest today. I wish you nothing but continued success. And if you come out with another bit of information like this wonderful DVD that you've done, be sure and let me know.
I will, Donna. Thank you.
You're very welcome. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be back in just a moment. Don't go away.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. I always enjoy learning new things, and of course, Marcus, his like I said, his DVD is just incredible. And I think there is, we need to be aware, we have constantly got to pay attention to the fact that we're responsible for our own wellness. I was talking, I had a client today, and this client, she has bone cancer, bone marrow cancer. Now, what happens when you hear that? You go, oh my goodness, she must be ready to die, right? That's probably what's going to run through your head. Poor thing. This woman was diagnosed 10 years ago with this. And what she did was take a very proactive approach. Now, I'm not saying medicine doesn't have its value. It does. But she determined that she was going to take charge of her life, and she was going to pay attention to her body. And you know one of the things that she said to me? She said she lets her body tell her what it wants. I know to a lot of people that's going to sound corny. But if you ever sat down at a meal, maybe you were a guest in someone's home or you were in a restaurant, and you ordered something and you looked at it and you said, I really don't want this. This isn't what I want. And then there was something else that drew you and you said, this is what I want. It's fascinating how we'll do that. If you've ever watched children, they are amazing creatures. Children will go more with an awareness of what they really want and what's right for their bodies. Usually as adults, we say, this is what you're going to have, this is what you're going to have. And there was an experiment that was done by some scientific researchers, and this goes back a few years. And what they did, they set up buffet tables. They had fruits, they had vegetables, they had sweet goodies, they had all kinds of stuff. And they filmed these kids, and they watched them. And I don't know, I don't remember how many there were in this test thing. It was like 20 kids or so, maybe a full classroom of kids. And what they noticed was, with the children, of course, they're small. So they weren't eating at a certain time. They would go over, and in the beginning, ooh, they went after the cookies. They went after the goodies. Why? Because most of the time, mom and dad say you can't have them. But they found after a while that the kids didn't want the sweet stuff at all. They were going for fruit. They were going for other things. The key to the whole experiment was that the kids weren't denied anything. That they sometimes they wanted meat, sometimes they wanted cheese, sometimes they wanted fruit. But they wouldn't go and just eat and eat and eat and eat and eat. They'd go and they'd munch. They'd have a little bit of something. But they found that the sugary items, after, interestingly enough, not a very long period of time, the kids didn't want it. They naturally gravitated towards foods that suited them. And they found this absolutely amazing. Now, of course, as adults, when we have families, unless we're economically in a position to have a buffet on a regular basis, kids, you know, could just feed from, this isn't the way it's going to be. We're going to have to work within our environments. But there's reasons, many times, that things won't taste good. When you have elderly people, you will find frequently that they want things that are sweet, especially if they're on a lot of medication. The reason this is, the medication dulls their taste buds. They will literally not be able to taste the food unless it is extremely sweet. Also, if someone's going through chemotherapy or, again, heavy doses of medication, whatever it might be, the taste buds are affected. So what often happens with the elderly is that they will many times be starving. You can't get enough nutrition into them. Why? Because food does not taste good. So if you can bring something in that allows you to add nutrition to their diet, that's amazing how they just come back, they recuperate. So it's important for us to be aware of things. And this knowledge doesn't come overnight. This is something we have to learn. We have to become aware of ourselves. And like this lady that has bone marrow cancer, according to the ideas and thoughts of a lot of people, she should be dead by now. She's not. She said, there are things that have affected me. I decided, these are her words, I decided that I was going to take charge of my body because I found that other people's things of information were not working for me. And this is important. Remember, we're all individually, chemically unique, every one of us. So when I come across good information, like Marcus's Free Food and Medicine, it's for the educational purposes. It opens you up to an awareness of choice that you may not have thought you had. It's great. Open up your mind. Open up your attitudes. Because life is meant to be lived with a quality experience. You have good sanitation, and you have good water, and you eat well, your life is going to be rich and full. Your brain will function. If you don't do that for yourself, and nobody's going to be able to force you to do it, you have to take up the incentive on your own. Believe me, it makes a difference. It makes a difference. And when you become acquainted with your body, Marcus's dad cured of prostate cancer. Why? Because he made some changes. This man is still living a very productive life. You can do the same. Information is important, but we have to process it for ourselves in the way that it's going to have meaning. Oh, by the way, I almost forgot. You can call me if you'd like. I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. That's the telephone number if you'd like for me to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. I would be more than happy to do that for you. And also, oh, let me tell you who's going to be coming on tomorrow. Let me flip over my list here. Like a Tree. Oh, you're going to love Jean Bolen. Jean Bolen is a woman who is a superb writer, but she's going to be talking about trees and all kinds of trees and how women can use trees as an example to make life better. And this is an amazing woman, and I really have a deep appreciation for her and for what she is doing. So that's who we've got on tomorrow. And then The Voyage to Betterment, this is a film. Andrew Toka is going to be with me. And then we're going to be talking about the Quran on Friday. And William Federer, an amazing man, he has just got this wonderful passion for history. And we're going to be talking about different aspects of the Quran and American history and European history as well. So I think you might find it quite interesting. Donna Sebo here. Give me a call if you'd like to chat. 888-815-9756. Well, when I look out at our beautiful weather here in the Pacific Northwest, trust me, we are so grateful for the sunshine. We've had so much rain. I call it liquid gold because that's what enables us to enjoy so much green. But we have just had storm after storm after storm that's come through. So we are just thoroughly enjoying this glorious sunshine we're having. And when I was out walking my little Scotty Victor this morning, I had to chuckle because I saw Easter eggs. Yes, I did. I saw plastic Easter eggs in my walkabout this morning. And I greeted one woman. I said, it seems like the Easter Bunny has been in your yard. She says, uh-huh. I don't know where he came from, but he left a few of his eggs around. So anyway, it's getting close to that period. And I just think it is so much fun, all of the preparation that we go through and the involvement, because there is just this festive feeling of spring with all of that. And it brought to mind a story about a woman who really has a love of imagination and loves to see children's faces light up. And she is a woman that I wanted to share her story with you today. Her name is Kathy Fitzpatrick, so I'll be sharing it. I know we're going to be going on break in about a minute. But what I wanted to do before we go on break, so I'll share that story that she says when she closes her eyes, she sees 400,000 smiles. Yes, you'll have to stay with me to find out more. But I wanted to just give you a few tidbits of information regarding colors. Have you ever noticed when you're around people that you get a feel for them, and many times it has to do with what they're wearing or what is in their environment, what colors they use? Well, colors do have a presence and a meaning, and I just thought I would share a couple of them with you. Blue is a fascinating color, dependent on the shade. Blue typically is calming, dependent on the shade. And it indicates truth, devotion. People who wear a lot of blue, they're usually pretty positive. They have a tendency to be honest, and they will say what they perceive as truth or what is really going on in their mind. Light blue is an active imagination. Deep, deep, dark blue sometimes reflects a type of loneliness, but on the other hand, it also reflects someone that has a very deep introspective nature, and maybe they have got a spiritual journey of a special kind they're going through. People with royal blue usually have good judgment and may be about to find the chosen work, if that is their favorite color. That is what they are. They are a seeker and a demonstrator. Well, that's just the color blue. We're taking a break for just a moment. When we come back, I will talk to you about Kathy, the woman. When she closes her eyes, she sees 400,000 smiles. We'll be right back.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today. 800-872-8852.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 888-815-9756. Robin, let me correct that. It wasn't Kathy, it was Robin. Robin is a woman who had never been able to have a child of her own because she had, due to certain physical circumstances, had to have a hysterectomy when she was quite young. And so that was a void, a big hole in her life to a degree. But she became aware of something that was going on right in her own area where she lived. And it was quite significant. Now, there was a mission that was in her neighborhood that had a food pantry. Times were really, really tough. This was about 17 years ago. And she said she gave to various causes. She was making a very good income, and she decided that she would try to help out in every way she could. One day she went into the mission, and she was talking to some people, and she was talking to the director of the mission and wanted to know what she could do to help. Well, the director said, "We need everything. We just don't have any money to buy the basics for foods and supplies, much less provide things for children's birthdays." Well, that surprised her. She said, "What do you mean, birthdays? I didn't even give that a thought." She said, "What do the parents of these children do for their kids' birthdays?" They said, "Well, typically the moms will come in and ask for cake mixes. And if we don't have any, we can't do that. or they'll grab a box of their child's favorite cereal. Well, Robin became a little bit involved with her memory file, and she recalled how important her birthdays had been to her when she was growing up, because the party. She always looked forward to her birthday party every single year. And she thought, getting cereal on your birthday? Wait, geez, who wants that? She said, they need to get something special. So she decided she'd go to the toy store and pick up a bunch of toys. She bought little toys, and she bought candy, and she got some gift bags. And she said, if they help, people like what I've put together. She assembled all these items in little bags. Let me know. Well, someone called her from a mission the very next day after she had done this and said that there was a young mother that had come in that broke down and cried because she was able to give this wonderful birthday bag to her little boy. Well, Robin said, just a little bag like that making such a difference. Well, she said to that mom, who is just trying to survive the best she can, makes a difference. Well, she decided to start making more and more of these little gift bags, and they were so appreciated by the people at the mission. They just couldn't thank her enough, and they'd call her regularly to let her know how much it was appreciated. Well, she happened to find out about a nun that was in the local area, and this nun would throw monthly cookies and milk parties for all of the children in the neighborhood so that they could celebrate their birthdays. She'd do, obviously, once a month. And so she got acquainted with her. Well, we're going to find out more about this wonderful woman and what the result was. We've got a caller on the line, first name or initial, and where are you calling in from?
Hi, this is Rebecca, and I'm calling in from California. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Rebecca, where in California, Northern or Southern California?
Northern, the Bay Area.
Oh, great. One of my favorite places. Okay, Rebecca, no nonsense. You've got to keep your focus, and above all, don't drop the ball because you are so close to getting what you really want. You cannot afford to skip any of the steps that you need to do to get results. It is very, very important. Now,
okay.
You've got a lot on your plate right now, and you feel like a juggler at the Barnum & Bailey Circus because you are just got so many things going. That's all right. You're going to be able to keep things balanced. Keep your focus, because if you drop the ball, you're going to be very unhappy with yourself because it's going to take you 10 times longer to pick things up and get them going again. So just... You'll know when you can sift certain things away, but you're going to have to do it gradually. That will be a winning situation for you. So keep the pace, keep the faith, keep on doing. You're fine. Just don't add more.
Okay.
Don't add more. You just keep doing what you're doing. What would you like to ask me today?
Well, this may sound kind of odd. I mean, here I am listening to my show, doing what I'm supposed to be doing, and I have a little dog, and he went out a couple hours ago, and I turn around, and he's just peed on the floor. And I've had this problem with him for a long time, and before you've helped me with my animal, so I don't know if that's something you can get a read on.
What's the name of your little person? What's the name of your dog?
Comet.
Okay. I think you need to talk to your vet about Comet, because I think what's happening... Even though he has voided, what I am perceiving is a pressure. And I'm concerned he might have something like a low-grade urinary infection. Because he doesn't do it every single time. So there's something going on inside the body that's creating a pressure. And it's not that he's... I don't feel that he's marking territory to mark territory. There's a difference. But I don't think that's it. There's something going on, and I would strongly encourage you to talk to your vet.
Okay.
There may be something that you can do in the way of a test to see if there's something going on here, but I suspect there's a low-grade infection here.
Okay. He's done it for a long time, and he's been on antibiotics before, but I was going to get his teeth cleaned. I think I'll hold off and make sure everything's okay with his system. So.
I would. You're welcome, Darren. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, great show.
Thanks, dear. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
This is Donna Sebo, and oh my goodness, we're out of time. Well, I'll have to share the rest of the story about Robin with you tomorrow. Yes, I'll have to do that. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Thank you so much for being with me today. Tomorrow, well, we'll be talking trees, so I hope you'll join us. Great lady, Jean Boland. Talk to you tomorrow, same time, same place, right here at bbsradio.com. Donna Sebo here. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.